evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode number 10. I'm your boy Corey, and I got my guy Frank, aka the Spanish God, in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got my guy Edwin, aka Booby, or some people may call him Boobé. How you doing, baby?
What up, brother? What's good? What up?
I mean, we had a good week of wrestling. However, we're gonna mix it up today. We're gonna mix it up, and we're gonna do a little old school. And I got just the people that I'm gonna invite for this. I got my guy, CT, aka the Haitian sensation in the building. How you doing, baby? How's everything?
He is I, and I am him. I'm good, baby. I'm feeling good.
What's going on, brother? My man dropping gems already. And I got one more guy. I known him for a very, very, very long time. I got my guy Gene, aka David Banner, because you get him tight. It's a wrap. What's going on, baby? How's everything, Gene?
Yo, from now on, call me and CT the Legion of Doom, all right? When we come on this show.
Oh, we might. We might actually get to a Legion of Doom here.
This works.
If you've known Gene for a long time, you just meet us or something? Like, we fresh off the streets, bro.
Damn, he coming feisty, okay.
Chopped liver, bro. Ooh, I like it. Corey for like a good 4 years before y'all, though. We ain't like each other, too.
Man, we ain't like each other. So, that's true.
Y'all didn't like each other.
Nope. 103, yeah. Man.
I can see that.
You ain't like him with his faith?
Nah, I had love. Chill. Nah. I had love for Gene. He didn't like me.
Nah, he used to chill with some girl I had a crush on, man. So I'm like, how's she with this dude?
Oh, boy.
You got fake babes on.
Well, that's allegedly. That's allegedly. But before we get to some old school wrestling topics, we got to get to something I've been thinking about. And it starts with you, CT. Unfortunately, you've been saying some things to my guy Frank that he didn't like. And I just want to clear the air. And... you know what's going on? Do you not like him? Is he not allowed to talk to you
crazy,
on Twitter?
Y'all my witness.
Is he not allowed to talk to you on Twitter? Let's get this assassin out before we start.
First of all, I love Frankie. Frankie is the one, literally, that comes for me. Okay.
I don't at all. I don't start, bro. You be coming at me crazy, telling me to put commas everywhere, bro. It's Twitter.
Because you just we ain't in school, bro.
My man is correcting your. He's correcting your grammar.
Yeah, he corrects my grammar.
I can't read it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god. Today, you're about to become a teacher, bro.
I tweeted about like what is a song that if you heard it, you wish that 20 seconds in that it was the remix. I just tweeted that, and I was like, for me, it's Locked Up with Akon. The originals with Akon, but the remix is with Styles P. And Frankie, he retweets, he's like, what you know about that? You don't know nothing about this right here. Who's coming for who?
Because you don't.
Who's coming for
who? That was my first time coming at you, but the other time you'd be coming at me crazy.
Yo, I didn't even know which Frankie he was getting at. I'm like, is this wrestling Frankie? Because I'm like, these dudes going at each other's heads, yo.
Yeah. Gene almost jumped in not realizing it was you, B.
I'm like, man, why they going so hard, yo? It was funny.
You be coming at me crazy. It's all good.
Nah, it's all love, man. It's all love. Frankie has a good vibe, and it's just fun. I know Frankie can handle it. It's just fun. He fires back.
Yes,
it's not like I'm just beating
him.
So it's fun.
No, I just wanted to know. That's my guy. You know, he's a Spanish god, you know?
Oh, God. Okay.
Respect the Corey. I respect
him. Anytime. I got you. Now, let's get into this. I'm going to set the scene. November 9th. 1997 Survivor Series, Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart. Who was the blame for the Montreal screw job?
I'm gonna say Vince and the ref.
Why do you think that?
You can't, the I ref, mean, with well, that whole situation,
I seen, they put, I don't know if you guys seen the Dark Side of the Ring and they talked about it. And the ref and Bret Hart was on the airplane, and Bret was like, don't do it. He knew something was going on, but Vince already spoke to the ref, and it was like, he had a screw. I don't know if you guys know about that story, CT.
Yeah, but they put the ref in a sticky situation where the ref obviously is working for his job, and then you got, he's cool with Bret Hart. He goes to one person. He goes to Vince. Vince is telling him, you better throw the match or you're going to lose your job. And then, on the other hand, Bret Hart's coming to him like, come on, don't do it. You know, we're cool, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes down to it, and Vince is in the ring saying, ring the bell, and he's looking like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. And then finally he rings the bell. Like, he's in there. That man took off after that match. He was
listen, gone. Brother, pack up the car, we out.
Listen, you can only blame one person for that, and that's Vince McMahon. Edward said, you know, the ref is just Brett's job. Like, that's his job. And you got to listen to the CEO of the company. Even though Brett's your man, he went to Brett and probably gave him the heads up. But at the end of the day, Vince crossed the line. And, you know, he got his koofy smacked off, which he should have, you know.
He did.
If that was one person to blame. It's Vince McMahon. That's it.
Yeah, that's Vince.
If that was you, what? And you and CT, you're the referee and CT's Brett. You're calling that bell?
If we're both wrestlers, and something's
in that same situation, you're the ref and CT's Brett.
Listen, if I tell CT heads up, like, listen, this is what's happening. If I'm the ref and I work for WWE, I'm gonna have to call that anyway. CT's leaving to WCW. It's not about the paper. He's getting his bread.
Exactly.
He's still leaving at the end of the day.
That's a good point right there.
He's going to another company.
Now,
but that other company didn't. He didn't do nothing with
that. Is
he didn't do nothing. So
yeah, but that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point. The point was when you were in the moment, you had a job to do, and Vengeance who screwed it up.
Exactly.
That's how I feel about it.
But the thing was, Brett didn't want the title coming off him. He was going to take the title. Well, apparently the story was he wanted to win and just give up the title the next night on Monday Night Raw. Vince didn't want that.
That's BS.
The next night, though, he was at WCW.
But let me play devil advocate here for a second, guys. So with that story, that's true. But Vince already had somebody leave the organization, go to WCW with the belt and put the belt in the trash. How does he know he can believe Bret Hart that he wouldn't leave with the belt?
Because let me ask
when he already hold on guys when he already signed a contract with WCW already, so we don't know. It's not like he didn't have a contract. He already had a contract, and the next month he was leaving. So how do we know that he was actually going to leave? Like, he was gonna actually drop the belt the next night. We don't know.
All right, Bret Hart's my favorite wrestler, right? Let me tell you something. I feel like Bret Hart carries himself a certain way. You know, so one, this guy, you're comparing apples and oranges. That person who did that wasn't that big of a star compared to Bret Hart. Bret Hart comes from a family of wrestlers that did shit the right way, right? So I don't think he would have done something to mess up the company. He didn't want to lose in his hometown, and he said, "Yo, I'm gonna give up the belt tomorrow." You know, so you have to kind of believe him at his word. And he's never done. If you look at the history of Bret Hart, they've done more bad to him than he's done to them.
Agreed. That's true. You know, it's crazy too. In his contract, he had the last 60 days of his contract, he had full creativity on what he wants to do, when he wants to drop the belt, how he wants to drop the belt. So it's like Vince just played him.
Yeah. Wow, I never knew that. That's crazy.
My man threw a gem. Just threw a gem.
That's what sucks. But
Doug Flutie came to play.
But then it's like though, do you take that chance though, as a owner of a big organization like that? Do you take that chance, like letting him, keeping the belt on him, and then risking, you know, he shows up WCW?
It would have been a good story.
I'm screwing him out the belt and telling him to get his ass out. I'm screwing him out. I don't care what he did for me.
Okay, so if he walks away with the belt, how is that financially hurting WWF at the time? It's not, bro.
It's giving WCW more ammunition.
WCW the better look is that they've taken everybody from WWF and they drop an NWO and they're getting Bret Hart. They have Goldberg. That's what they should be worrying about, is building up their talent.
True, but imagine they do that and you taking Bret Hart and he come with your belt. I think the dynamics of that looks a little.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be a little salty too on it. We really think.
Exactly. But let's keep it real. We can sit here now with social media being what it was. Back then, they didn't know that. And if you wasn't buying the wrestling magazines, you wouldn't have never known that.
You would have never known.
Yeah. We got it.
Yeah, you would never known. Nope. Absolutely right.
Homie held your company down for 3-4 years, right? As a little guy carrying the championship belt around when other dudes in the locker room was hating on him. Listen, that's my dude. So I'm a rep for him.
I could see,
but like he got screwed. Like,
Gene Hart,
it was wilding over there, right?
Yeah.
This is the perfect segue. Thank you, my man, Gene.
Yeah, send a check.
I'm not sending you anything. Don't be disrespectful. All right. Now I want to know from you guys, who had the greatest impact on wrestling? Just the impact.
Yokozuna, I'm out.
Oh my god.
No! Yo!
Yo!
Oh,
All I know is that nobody better say Kofi Kingston. I know that. So I'm torn.
Biggest influence?
Biggest impact. I'm torn, man. I want to say my favorite wrestler is Stone Cold, so I have a bias. And I'm looking at the bad guy mentality that everybody loved that he kind of brought to WWF at the time. But The Rock, I feel like The Rock made it international. Bro.
That's what I'm going to.
I'm going to piggyback on you.
Wrestlers become movie stars. Nah. Like that is a...
What? Let me piggyback on that for a second. I agree.
Hulk Hogan. I'm talking about real movies.
Hulk Hogan had a TV show right after Monday Night. So what are you talking about?
Terrible, bro. I'm talking about a movie star.
Hulk Hogan is the biggest star.
Nah, I don't know.
Bro. There's one answer to this, bro. There's one answer.
What, Hulk Hogan?
It's Hulk Hogan.
Nah, I don't agree.
Nah,
bro.
I wouldn't say that.
Nah. Bro.
I'm not on that.
I'm going Rock.
I got Rock.
I mean, it's toss up. I would go Rock too, but I'm going John Cena.
No.
Why do you say John Cena?
No. John Cena picked up where Rock left it off. Like Rock, like that entire like viral or let me say something real catchy and real snazzy in a real cultural way. That was the Rock's thing. John Cena took it from where it was and became like, you know, B-Rad from what you call from Malibu's Most Wanted.
Malibu.
And it took off.
But what Cena has done for that company, The Rock has done a lot for WWE, but what Cena has done for WWE from the time The Rock left to what it is now, it like far exceeds like everything he's done. Like from all these charity works he's done outside the organization.
Don't tell me about charity.
Like,
they all do charity work. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't want to hear charity work right now.
No, John Cena. That's impact to these. These kids watch wrestling. It's impact.
I'm gonna piggyback on you.
A lot of these kids.
The number one. He is the number one Make a Wish guy in history.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna piggyback on you.
That's good.
John Cena,
number one.
But I wouldn't say that.
Exactly.
That's
it's
not
a different
impact
time. Yeah, that's not impact, bro.
That's not impact,
bro. Jake Paul from YouTube got like 30 million subscribers. What does that mean?
Yeah. Yo, impact is across the board. It's not one like geography. It is old people, are they tuning in to see what you're doing? Are middle-aged people tuning in to see what you're doing? And are the young people?
Everyone tuned in for John Cena.
I stopped watching John Cena since I got to college.
You were just too cool.
I was like,
bro.
Fellas, can I make one point?
You didn't want to tell people you was watching wrestling. That's why.
Let me tell you something, right?
Yo. He didn't want to get rock bottom in college.
Yo, let me tell you something, right? Whenever you're discussing something like that, when you say impact, you have to say, okay, where was the company at till this person got here, right? Where was the NBA at before Bird and Magic? When Bird and Magic got, the NBA took off. Where was wrestling at before Hulk Hogan got there? When Hulk Hogan got there, it was on a different level, son. Right?
But, I can make the same point you've been making about Cena. It's more visible now. When Hulk Hogan got there, that's when we got into television and all that stuff. It's not like we always had that accessible to people.
Hulk Hogan was one of the first as a wrestler to be on multiple movies. He was in Rocky. He was on his own TV show. He was on SNL. He was the first guy that paved the way for these guys to get these looks.
Bro, but being the first doesn't make you the most impactful. So then Jordan's not the most impactful. He wasn't the first.
Compared to other stuff that
Jordan. Okay.
All right. Somebody's got to pave the way. Somebody's got to pave the way.
So what was... See, I don't want to get into basketball, but we'll get into that another day. But what I'm saying, what Hulk Hogan brought to wrestling, I don't think there's been another wrestler that's done that.
Rock has done that.
You said...
The Rock is probably the highest paid movie actor right now, I think.
The most known wrestler of all time, too. If you ask regular people right now, do you know who The Rock is? They would say yes. If you ask them if they know Hulk Hogan, there's more of a chance that's going to know Rock than Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I thought you was going to say they wouldn't know Hulk Hogan.
No, I would never say that. I would never disrespect like that. I wouldn't say that.
The Rock, I'll give it to The Rock, though, yeah.
The guy's over TV now, and he stopped wrestling freaking a decade
ago. They don't even know Dwayne Johnson. They know The Rock.
Yeah, and he's all over TV. He just bought a team.
He just bought
I got to say Cena, man.
Come on, man.
No,
you're bugging with
I would say
it's
Cena.
Hard, bro.
It's Hulk Hogan, bro.
It's hard.
It's one answer.
So Rock Cena.
Cena's not in it, bro.
Cena's after The Rock.
I got Stone Cold before Cena.
So we got
nah, you bugger.
So we got Gene has Hulk Hogan.
316 is a holiday. Literally.
That's how I know my
fellas, fellas.
It is.
Fellas, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something right now, right? If we went outside right now and asked 100 people who never watched wrestling and you showed them a picture of John Cena or Hulk Hogan, who do you think they'll know?
Nah,
John Cena.
It depends who you ask. I think if you ask little kids.
And you got to think about the age difference.
Yeah,
age difference.
Don't ask little kids. Kids are going to say Cena. But if you ask grown folk, they're going to say Hulk Hogan.
But that's like little kids who's never like really listened to Michael Jackson. If Michael Jackson is on their TV screen, they're going to know that's Michael Jackson.
But Hulk Hogan is not equivalent to what Michael Jackson is. What? Your comparisons are wild today, bro. Michael Jackson is not Michael Jackson, bro.
And what was Hulk Hogan?
He ain't Michael Jackson level.
Yeah, he's not Michael Jackson big. Yeah, dude. Come on.
Y'all gotta do y'all Googles, bro. Y'all wild.
Gene.
Wait, what?
Y'all
Gene.
Wild.
Gene, what?
Michael Jackson is the only dude you can say his name.
Frankie, how old are you, Frankie?
I'm 23. I know my stuff.
Okay. Frank, you don't have to answer that, Frank.
So when I was watching wrestling growing up, and Hulk Hogan was on Monday Night Raw, then the TV show, then the movie, then SNL, then this, like, yeah, I can't front like he wasn't a big dude out here, bro.
But he's not.
Then he went to WCW and changed the whole stratosphere of wrestling.
Where is he now,
with the shirt that Corey has
Impact
on.
Impact doesn't go away. Just like
where's
everyone.
He at now?
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Hogan was stale when he came
in
the WCW.
Michael Jordan is still relevant right now.
Hulk Hogan is relevant, but I mean, he can't wrestle till he's 70.
Bro, he's relevant for porn. He's doing porn now, bro. He's calling black people the N-word on tape. That's all he's
doing. Yeah, I was going to say that. That's what I was going to say.
Can we please refrain from that? So,
Corey, who you got? You didn't answer this one, Corey.
Oh, yeah, you didn't answer, Corey.
Hold on.
Well, he said Cena. He said
hold
Cena.
Hold on, guys.
Don't disrespect me. So, don't ever do that. So, Gene, you got Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Boo Bay, you got John Cena. Frank, you got The Rock.
Yeah, I'm with CT.
You got The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are all wrong. Stone Cold Steve Austin. The influence this guy had, if it wasn't for him, WCW would have took over and there would be no more WWE.
They did take over.
He had the impact on Attitude.
They did
he
take
had
over.
The impact on Attitude.
They took over. For 3 years. What are you talking about? They took over.
Yeah, they did.
Can I talk or no? Can I talk?
Go ahead, Small Fries.
You're better off asking the questions is what Gene's trying to tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Gene just texted.
He ain't got no facts. He ain't got no facts. I'm paying for facts, bro.
I mean, at the end of the day, WCW was taking over. But then when Stone Cold started doing the beer and like Stone Cold,
it was during the same time, bro.
He had attitude.
I want to say Stone Cold. He's my favorite wrestler ever.
Before we even get to that, Frank. So that's my theory. If it wasn't for Stone Cold, there would be no WWE right now. That's just me.
No.
And Frank
Stone Cold,
bro.
Bro,
Stone Cold was a huge.
It was Stone Cold.
He was a huge
DX,
fan favorite.
The Rock domination. Yeah. It was a group of these guys, bro.
DX.
It was Stone Cold.
Stone Cold was the head, but those guys.
DX.
Come on. Badass dude.
Gene, that makes no sense because at the end of the day, you had Hogan, you had Macho Man, you had Ultimate Warrior. Those guys were great as well.
Yeah, but Hogan was that top dude.
When Austin was that top dude.
No, when Hogan was the top dude, it was clear that he was the top dude, right? When Austin was, the other dudes were kind of behind him. The Rock was still behind him.
Yeah.
Undertaker was still there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When Hulk Hogan was that dude, he was that dude. Yo, when he went to WCW and started NWO, I don't think Hulk Hogan lost a match in two years, bro. Keep it stacked.
I'm a pick off that what you said, that when Hogan was champ, there was nobody behind him. When Cena was champ,
oh my god,
bro, Edge,
I'm waiting.
I don't know.
I'm waiting.
I stopped watching, bro.
Bro.
But he wasn't watching. You can't say that they wasn't watching.
You had Edge, you had Brock, you had
Eddie Guerrero.
Kurt Angle. But they weren't like John Cena level, bro.
Can I ask you a question? Can you name another wrestler that started at one company, brought that shit to the heights, went to another company, brought it to the heights, and was whipping WWF ass?
It doesn't happen anymore.
Cody Rhodes. So if you have a wrestler from Raw or WWF that goes to AEW, we don't know if they can bring that company up. Hulk Hogan did it twice.
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho wasn't as big in WCW. He was not the man in WCW. That's what I was gonna say. When
The Rock and Stone Cold and those guys were like top dogs, WCW wasn't up to par with WWF. So there was no to feel like it wasn't as big, G. Everybody watched WWF. 97? Those years was WWF dominated.
97 was a good year.
WWF started taking over towards 2000.
I love this right now, guys. Because this leads into my next one. What is the best era and why?
Attitude.
Come on, dude.
Guys, on my podcast, we don't cut each other off. So we're gonna start with Bubé.
Bro, it's the attitude era. It changed the whole game. Yeah. Just from the stables, you had stables, you had a lot of singles runs, you had just like the matches, the dynamic of wrestling just changed in general, because you had hardcore matches, you had these tables, ladders, and chairs matches, the Hardy Boys, barely.
Not on pay-per-views, barely.
And they like, it's PG, it's PG-13 now, so it's like, you can only do so much.
True.
Yeah.
So.
I agree with you, 100%.
Even the video games during the Attitude Era was on fire, man.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you said somebody in the chair, they bust open.
Bro, you had Nitro, you had WWF No Mercy, you had...
Yeah,
even 54. The video games was fire, bro.
No, Monday Night Raw was like literally Super Bowl every Monday.
Oh, every Monday.
You could not miss it.
You go to school next day, everybody's talking about
pay-per-view.
Even nowadays, we still talk about it.
Pay-per-views back then were like literally main, like there were actual events where you planned. Like, if you were going to buy pay-per-view, I'm going to be at my friend's house, mom's house.
I'm going to be at my boy's house. Yeah, exactly.
Because
they got the box.
They got the box.
Exactly.
It's a whole different.
That's true.
Attitude era, for sure.
That's true.
So you guys all got attitude era, but Gene, remember you talked about Hulk Hogan. So what do you guys think about the Golden
Why are you trying to argue, man?
Well, I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. What you said?
There was nothing.
Repeat that. Repeat
that. Wrong with the.
No, hold on. Hold on a second. Repeat that. What do you say?
I said you're trying to argue. The man agreed that his attitude error. You're trying to pick at him to start an argument.
Number one, that's very disrespectful. Let me moderate this. this. Right. I'm just going off what Gene said the last time. Can I do that or no?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
There was nothing wrong with the Golden Era.
Bubé, I'm going.
It's just comical.
Bubé, I'm going. Let me go. Thank you, Bubé. So I'm pigment banking off what Gene said. What about the Golden Era? Now you guys may go. Because that had
arguably
more stars. Well, that's for Gene. That's a Gene question, right?
Edwin hit it right on the head. Edwin said, like, yo, there was nothing wrong with it. But
it was just very cartoonish. Nice. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. You had a lot of good talent in the Golden Era. It was just very like cheesy. Like you had like the whole Survivor Series thing with the turkey coming out the egg and dancing around. Like
Edwin, I'm gonna have to get at you. You talk about cheesy in the Golden Era, but you support New Day.
Fact.
The cheesiest of all.
No, they are cheesy.
Get them, Edwin.
They are cheesy, but they stand for a lot.
Yeah.
Compared to It's completely different. Like their character versus Golden Era is completely different.
And they can go in the ring as well.
They can go.
Let me tell you something. The thing with the Golden Era that I do like is how every character was their own character though. Macho Man was not like Ric Flair. He was not like Hogan.
Everybody had Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, I really thought Ted DiBiase was a millionaire, man. I don't even know if he was or not, bro.
Yeah.
Right? I thought Mr. Perfect was like what a Greek goddess was supposed to be, bro. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, when Bret Hart used to say, I hate American with his Canadian flag, I'm like, yo, bro, you wildin', bro. Like, why are you disrespecting us, right? So, the only thing is, I guess because we were little kids, but it captured the imagination, something crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimate Warrior run out that ring, bro. You ready to break this shit?
100 miles an hour. Yeah.
Yo, I keep it stacked with you. One time, my parents almost got into a fight over Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan, bro. Like, Mom Dukes is ready to hit my dad with the chair, bro. Over Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan. But like everyone said, the Attitude Era was just different because it was raw. It was just like the way everyone, us kids, wanted to act in real life. When you guys were in school, I bet you guys were in like DX or NWO in school.
Yeah.
Even the tag teams, bro. Look at the tag teams, the Dudley Boys, bro.
Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys. Too Cool with Rikishi.
The Hardy Boys don't get flowers, bro.
Them dudes was next level different. Yeah, Hardy Boys was coming off like three stories of a building off the ladder, and land on their neck and get up and wrestle again. They were different, bro. Like
different. You guys are leading me into another one. Because you guys are mentioning a lot of groups here. Even a lot of tag teams. I need to know what's the greatest faction of all time.
Ooh.
I'm gonna start with this.
Wait,
the greatest faction of all time. Okay. And I'm gonna start with the Spanish God.
Damn. You got me.
I can't believe you just said that. I'm going to restart with I'm gonna start with
a tough one though, bro.
Give me something, Bube.
Best faction. I'm gonna go NWO.
Ooh. You see the shirt.
I'm gonna go NWO. I only say that. I say that because again, in that era, as soon as NWO established themselves, that's when all the stables started coming. That's when you got DX. That's when you got the Hart Foundation. That's when you had the Four Horsemen again. You started getting more stables little by little again. They just changed the whole game.
The Hart Foundation was with NWO? Wasn't the Hart Foundation?
Before. It was before.
Yeah.
Before.
No, Hart Foundation was in that time when you had Bulldog. Before.
That's before.
That was like...
No, that's Attitude Era.
Nah, that's before. That's before.
96, 97-ish.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. I like the for everybody in the podcast. But he is stating is wrong. So, misinformation. We're going to stop with you, Gene. Give me what you got.
Damn. I think I'm going to piggyback off Edwin, but I'm going to say NWO Wolfpack. Ooh. Because what was dope about it, they took something that was already
there. I was thinking that, too.
They took something that was already there and said, now, we're going to break away from y'all lanes. We're going to get Conan. We're going to get X-Pac, right? Right? We're going to get Sting coming down from the Raptors. Remember when Sting came down and they thought he was doing NWO White and Black? And then he ripped off the shirt. And he started whipping their asses. Come on, bro.
Yeah, Wolfpack, that was tough.
Come on, they had their own handshake and stuff. Wolfpack for life. Come on, man. You know how many kids I whooped in junior high school off Wolfpack?
Give it to me, CT. Yeah. Give it to me.
Hold on. I did my research. The Hart Foundation debuted March 31st, 1997, and they ended November 9th, 1997, which was Attitude Era.
No.
We're talking about NWO.
I know, but I said Hart Foundation was in that same time frame.
Bro. Of what? NWO?
Yeah.
When was NWO?
NWO was around for God knows how long.
Yeah, like 96, 97. No, but when was Attitude Era? Attitude Era is after 97. It wasn't. Attitude Era is technically like 99, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because Bret Hart wasn't around for the Attitude Era.
He was not.
Let's find out.
While you Google that, CT, give me
Attitude
you got.
Era started December 15th, 1997.
Okay, so 98 then, basically. So Bret Hart was already gone.
He was gone.
Come on, man. SG's over here, boy. Play with me over here, boy. You smell me?
Yeah, he left. He went to WCW.
Come on.
You smell me? I would like to... Edwin, I'm disgusted. You are wrestling.
Do your job, bro.
You are a wrestling nerd, and you have this novice school you.
Yeah, come on, man.
Anything before 2003, I'm money. Once it's after 2003, that's when you got me.
We got two more people. We got two more. CT, give it to me. What you got? CT, then Frank.
So for me, it may not necessarily be to you guys the best faction, but yo, DX, man. And I'm gonna tell you who did it for me. China. I was a big China fan, B. China, yo, Triple H, X-Pac, like him coming off the top rope doing all that. Suck it era? Are y'all kidding me? Yo, I used to get suspended off the suck it in
school.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me? For me, it has to be that. They were the most fun for me.
Yeah, they were my favorite.
I mean, Edwin, you caught the DX stick at WrestleMania. Remember that?
Yeah, I caught the DX stick at WrestleMania. Oh, yeah, I got the video still. I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna actually send it to you.
He didn't ask you to send it to him. We just talked about it.
I'm gonna send it to him so he can
see it.
They came out. They introduced him. They were throwing their sticks. I was recording. Triple H comes. He throws the sticks. I'm just following it. Here comes like four people. I just jump. Give me that. Good times, man. Good times.
No, I think it was. I definitely think. Yeah, all those eras. I mean, the Four Horsemen era was dope. DX, that era was dope. What G made a great point about, you know, about how serious, you know, the time was between the time right before they passed it off to DX, and you know those guys took off with it. And for me, the weird relationship was always how this probably has nothing to do with it, but Kane and X-Pac, they were like best friends, bro.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they were like cool. the polar opposites of one another. Man, it's like
it was different.
This guy's throwing gems, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, B.
What do you guys think about the Nation of Domination?
Yo, I thought you was gonna say that, Corey. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
I was, but you know I'm an NWO mark, so I had to say that.
Frank so said, Frank, what was what's your greatest faction?
I think I'm going
to Time out.
I know he's going to get at me.
Frank so said, Frank, what you got?
Oh my God, bro.
What you got, Frank?
What was that?
What you got, Frank?
Yo.
I know what Frank was going to say anyway.
What was he going to say?
Frank was going to say NWO. 100%.
Why was he going to say NWO?
I mean, that's the greatest faction of all time. You know, like Gene said, you had the most influential guy, Hulk Hogan, go from one promotion to the next.
Frank got disconnected. So,
yeah.
So, you know.
First of all, you're flip-flopping because you didn't agree with Gene that Hulk Hogan was most influential, but now you're claiming him to make your point.
I mean, don't do that.
Let me ask you, do y'all remember that pay-per-view when it was the Outsiders and they didn't know who the third guy was?
Yo,
and classic. Hulk Hogan came out, and Hulk Hogan was the third guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how upset the crowd was and they threw so much crap into the ring?
Hot dogs, drinks, everything.
Drinks, sodas. Only Hogan could do something like that and just shift wrestling.
But he was a face for so long, like,
and he's racist.
Nobody expected that. Nobody.
I mean, that's why Hogan's the most influential in my business. I mean,
can you make up your mind? You said Stone Cold.
I never said Stone Cold. I said
honestly too. This is recorded. That's the bad part about you lying now.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. He does this all the time, bro. He does that all the time. We got receipts.
This is recorded.
We got receipts.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That all of us that said our different factions, what they all have in common, their theme songs are fire.
Oh crap.
Hell yeah.
The NWO, man. Oh, my God.
Both of them. The Wolfpack was dope.
Wolfpack is dope.
DX,
the
too.
Domination. DX was fire. Like, DX when those songs came on, you know what time it was.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
go time. Speaking of go time.
Are you going to get Frank?
Right?
Frank.
Frank got cut off. What's
his name? He's back.
He's back.
Oh,
I'm here.
Yeah, you didn't give us the answer.
Frank, no, Gene, don't do that. Don't do that, Gene. Frank, who you got?
NWO Wolfpack.
NWO, yeah, I think Gene said that too. Right, Gene?
Yeah, I'm rocking with Gene on that.
Gene.
See? Great David. Minds think alike.
David Banner. Okay, good. All right, so now I want to switch it up a little bit. We're going to go, who is the greatest wrestler of all time? We can go technical. We can go...
Y'all already know
Mike skills. What's going on here? You good? You right, Gene?
I'm straight.
All right. So we can go Mike skills. We can go technical. We can go everything. So give me the greatest wrestler of all time and the greatest tag team of all time. I want both. And I want to start with let's start with Gene.
Come back to me with that one. I gotta think of my tag team.
I'll go. Yeah, that's a good one. Frank, let's go with you, man.
I'm going Bret Hart. And then for my tag team, I'm going the Hardy Boys. I was just a big fan.
Okay. I like that.
What they put on.
Can we get rationale the show, so that we
the shows that they put on every come again?
I said when we do that, can we get like a rationale like so that because Gene could say his favorite wrestler, Bret Hart. Because that's his favorite. I could say Stone Cold.
Well, Bret Hart did great promos. Great matches. Technical.
Bret Hart.
Everything.
Bret Hart?
Yeah, Bret Hart.
Bret Hart was a great promo.
Yeah, I like.
Hell no.
Nah, you crazy.
Damn.
He didn't get good to promos till later on.
Nah.
But.
And then the Hardy Boys. Their name alone, you already know. Matches. they did everything.
Okay.
I got mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's go, Bube.
I'm gonna start with tag team first. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go greatest tag team for me.
I know what you're gonna say. Well, go ahead.
What am I gonna say? I wanna see if you know.
Undisputed.
I think you're gonna go with Road Warriors.
No, that was cool. I'm a big World Warrior fan. Okay. Doom fan. I don't think they were the best. I'm gonna go. Tag team is hard. I'm gonna say Dudley Boys. Dudley Boys were pretty known just like before they even came to WWE. Like if you watch ECW late night at like 12 p.m., like everyone knew who Dudley Boys were, and they were just next level, like just extreme. And again, coming over into WWE, they started that whole hardcore extreme tag team matches. So I'm gonna go with the Dudley Boys. Even like their promo skills were on point too.
You're right.
For you know, two different individuals, their promos were like on point. Mm-hmm. And they fed off each other very well. Best wrestler, like ooh.
That's hard, man. Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
That's hard.
But I'm gonna go with my favorite, just because he's my favorite, but I thought he was great in ring wise too. Shawn Michaels. He was awesome on the mic. Mike skills were, you know, he kind of took DX and made everyone who they were, helped them out in a way, even when he had his solo career. And then when he left and he came back, he was still competing at a high level, like that match he had with Taker. I just think he was just all around, for me, just one of the best.
Gene, how you feeling?
I think I got mine now.
Give it to me.
All right, favorite wrestler? Or best wrestler, in my opinion, is Bret Hart. And I always said this ever since, like, I used to watch him back in the day. When he became the main guy, wrestling went from kind of comical to technical, right? Ultimate Warrior had, like, two moves. Hulk Hogan had two moves. Macho Man had two moves. Bret Hart was a complete package. Like, he was jumping off the rope. He had a sharpshooter. He was technical. It was sound. And he made wrestling more believable. And everyone knew it was scripted, but he made it more believable. Right, he wasn't the most entertaining. I'm not gonna front and say that. For tag team, I'm gonna go a little bit different. I'm gonna go with Harlem Heat. Right, and the reason I like the Harlem Heat is it was two brothers, tall as hell, mad athletic. Right, yeah. Their promos were fire. Call Hulk Hogan the N word.
We coming for you. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, he was like, oh.
Yeah, he was like, oh. Yeah, messed up. You know?
I did not just say that.
But those dudes was like, they was nice. Like, they was nice, yeah. Right? And for them to stand out in WCW at that time, when WCW was heavy, like, to me, I feel like they was the greatest, you know? Obviously, Booker came over to WWF or WWE. I don't know what his brother ended up doing. But for that, you know, three or four run, they was one of the best tag teams. And I think the best tag team. So,
yeah, they were very, very, very underrated.
Dude, they were lit, man.
They are underrated. That is. Back. Give it to me, CT.
Oh, man. I'll start with best tag team. I go with Frank on that. I think it's the Hardy Boys. It's a toss-up for me with the Hardy Boys and the Dudley Boys. But I'm bringing it down.
They're kind of the same thing, too.
They're kind of the same thing. They're just like, the Dudley Boys are power, and the Hardy Boys are just like the flair.
They don't care about their body.
They really don't. I'm shocked they're still – one of them is still wrestling.
Like, and they're both still wrestling.
They're both still wrestling? I didn't even know that.
Matt Hardy kind of AEW.
Wow. Best wrestler. Man, I got a few, man. But if I got to bring it down to one – Kurt Angle is up there, bro.
I'll take it.
He is incredible. Kurt Angle's a great wrestler.
Hold on a second. I didn't see that one coming. I did not see that coming from you.
Kurt. No, wow.
That's big. Not from you. Yeah, I didn't.
He's like the technical god because he's an actual wrestler. Like,
he actually is. Wow.
And then like his promo game was on point. He was really good on the mic. I got Kurt, man. I think Kurt could do it all.
I respect that.
And he was a champion. Yeah, go ahead.
It's funny you say that he can do it all, because, like, I guess just from watching, like, a lot of interviews with wrestlers, a lot of them say, like, he's one of the best in-ring performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. He had his little quote and all that, like, get the crowd going. Like, he's done it all while he was at WWF. So I go Kurt Angle.
What about you, Corey?
For me, I agree with Edwin. I got Mr. WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels. The man could do everything. I mean, in one of the greatest factions of all time, his mic skills were amazing. I mean, there's nothing he couldn't do. He had the look. He had the charisma. So I'll go with Shawn Michaels. And I love this tag. I mean, if you know me, you listen to the podcast. You know I'm not with the flippity-flop stuff. So I'm going to go with the Road Warriors. Big dudes, first of their kind. It can't be replicated. They drew the most money. Very intense. So that's why I got them for my personally for my tag.
I think that Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, the Dark Side of the Ring definitely did it for me too. That was
speaking of tag teams, which era do you guys think had the best tag team? Because the Golden Era had it to me. The Steiner brothers.
Golden, yeah.
You had the Steiners, you had Demolition Steiner, Man, Legion of Doom.
When did the Steiners get, like... Because the Steiners been out for a while, but when were they, like the Steiners? Like, when were they, like, oh?
That was, like, early 90s. Like, 93, 94.
Their best run was in WCW, correct? You can agree with that?
Nah.
Yeah, so? Yeah, their best run was WCW.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because they started pushing Scott a little bit more, though.
Because WWE, they weren't, they got weren't the really push. Using WWE like that. So, I mean, Steiners were, wow, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, too. I like Harlem Heat, man. I mean, how many times they won that tag team belt? Like 10 times?
Ten times.
You know who I really liked and did consider? Edge and Christian. I feel like if Christian had
I thought
more,
one of you guys were going
to
say that.
I wanted to, but I felt like Christian, like, if he had just a little bit more to match what Edge brought, because Edge was complete, too. Edge is one of these beasts in the ring, too.
Edge is a beast, man.
I would have definitely gone with them.
Now I need to know something.
So,
what? Don't do that. What is the greatest? Bube, are you okay?
I'm good, bro. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. What is the greatest match of all time? I'm gonna start this off because I wrote the questions.
I know mine.
And I already recorded this one time.
Let's do that one.
So I'm gonna go with Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 25.
Yeah.
I mean, that was quote unquote heaven versus hell. That was their first encounter. I mean, essentially Shawn Michaels wanted to end the streak. It was Jim Ross just with the dimes in that one. I mean, that match to me had everything you wanted. It had the drama, it had the flips, it had everything. The
flips that
and then
you
that
don't
led
like?
To I'm sorry.
I see the flips that you don't like.
I heard you.
Oh,
I heard you.
Asked me to repeat. Okay.
Let me. I'm getting a lot of grief for that. I have no problem with flips, but I just don't want too many flips. You can't do too many flips. And then that match led to the Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, the streak versus the career.
26.
And obviously, we know that the streak kept going. Shawn Michaels' career was quote unquote ended. So that's for me. My favorite match. What do you guys? Let's go with Frank. Give it to me.
Damn. Well, you took mine. I took yours. You did. That was a classic, bro. That's probably the best WrestleMania match ever.
Like, what stood out for you? What stood out for you? Like, give me like two things that stood
out.
In
that match?
Or one thing. Yeah, like what stood out that made it like the best for you?
Seeing what Undertaker could do for a big guy. Honestly, he was jumping off ropes. Everything almost broke his neck.
That was the one he almost broke his neck.
That
flip floppy stuff. Yeah.
But after that one, I like WrestleMania 17, Stone Cold versus The Rock in the main event.
Yeah. Is that the one where he did that huge? He did
that's,
the stunner.
That's the one
when he bounced
20
times.
I think that's the one where Vince McMahon came at the end and helped out Stone Cold.
The Rock was wilding with those bounces, B.
Yeah, The Rock was wild. He's going crazy.
Nah, but I saw Shawn Michaels one the other day too.
Oh, the Hulk Hogan. Bruh,
my man jumped out the ring and then flipped three times.
Hulk Hogan looked good.
That was a lot of backstage drama in that one.
Hulk Hogan looked good.
Gene, give it to me. What you got?
All right. I mean, there's a few matches. I have like two that's weird, but they're not the best match I've ever seen. I think the best match, the one that lived far beyond my expectation. I forgot what WrestleMania it was, but it was Hulk Hogan versus The Rock.
Y'all remember that one? 18.
Yep, so it came on, good. And I'm like, all right, whatever. But then, like, 10 seconds into the match, and you saw the energy in the crowd, and how the half of the crowd was for Hogan, half was for The Rock. Mm-hmm. Hogan was the legend of old school. Rock was the man, like, who's running shit right now. And they put on a good match. I was like, yo, let me rewind.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that was the first time they ever fought.
That's the first time they ever fought. Yo, it was electric, man. That was the best match I ever seen. I remember
that was Hollywood. That was Stone Cold actually wanted that too, I think.
Yeah, Hollywood Hogan.
Stone Cold wanted that match too. That was supposed to be for Stone Cold. That was supposed to be for Stone Cold too.
Stone Cold versus
Stone Cold ended up
injured though, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Stone Cold versus Hulk Hogan. But then Stone Cold didn't get the match, and it ended up being Stone Cold versus Scott Hall? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was a good match.
I'm gonna go with let's go with CT. Give it to me.
Let's hear it, CT.
This is something where I think about the greatest matches of all time. This one immediately comes into my head. The Undertaker versus Mankind. Because for me, Mankind is one of the most underrated wrestlers. He does not get enough credit.
Bro. Oh, you're talking about the one in your house? The Hell in a Cell one?
No, when he went to the
Are we talking Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy. That's a good one, bro.
That's a classic.
That's a good one, bro.
I think
they also had the one, the Buried Alive.
The Buried Alive match was good. When Undertaker came back.
They had a few. They had a few good ones.
Mankind was up there waiting for it for the smoke. My boy climbed up there, they got busy, and then he tossed them off. And then I was like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that man's tooth went through his mouth.
Mankind, bro, he had like five different characters, embodied all of them. He had like Nick Foley, and like,
yeah, he did.
He's one Dude of the loves, underrated wrestlers for me.
Facts.
He loved The Rock, bro.
Facts.
He loved The Rock.
Rock and Sock connection.
Facts. Yeah,
Rock and Sock.
That's what I got.
CT, you're impressing me right
that
now.
That was a good one.
That's a hell of a match, though. That's a hell of a match, though, man.
And for the listeners, CT stands for Connecticut. He lives in Connecticut. Yeah, you are in Connecticut.
He's from Connecticut.
Yeah, bro. Right?
I apologize. Jeez. You're from Connecticut.
Because Edwin's not Georgia because he lives in Georgia. But go ahead, Court.
So why are you giving me attitude? I messed up. I messed up, and I apologize.
See how he be coming? He comes at you crazy.
Now,
I'm surprised he didn't tell you.
Now I see what you're talking about.
To put a period and just stop talking. So catch your breath.
Yeah, he's very crazy. Because if I messed up, I messed up. Right. Like, Gene, I messed up. Gene, I messed up, right?
You messed up.
He will mess up.
Jeez.
We ain't get Edwin's. Edwin, what's your match? He's going to pick the old Spanish.
You know he's about to say
I'm going to say.
He's going to say Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio? Nah. I'm going to go Shawn Michaels take it, too.
The same one?
If you had to pick a different one.
Yeah, the same one.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a different one, I'm going completely off the grid here. I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you, you might have, I don't know. But I told you guys on last episode to watch it. AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels. It's TNA, but it's Bound for Glory 2005.
Was that the Ultimate X?
It was an Iron Man.
Iron Man. Okay.
Yeah. It was an Iron Man match between those two, and mind you, both of them were in their prime, and that match was completely insane. From like you had, I know Corey, you don't like it. You had
flippity
all these
flips.
Crazy flips, a lot of technical
another,
wrestling.
Another fourth narrative.
The storytelling, like. It was amazing.
Let me ask this. Regards to the best matches, or is it just individual matches, or are you counting, like, let's say Royal Rumbles? Because some Royal Rumbles have been historic. Like, so is it just like individual one-on-ones?
Yeah, we're talking about like maybe like a one-on-one, or it could be a tag team match. But not like,
now that you say
I wouldn't say a Royal Rumble, because that's like.
Now you say tag team. What was the best tag team match ever of all time?
Damn.
Oh, I know mine already. Mine's at WrestleMania 17, the triple threat. But at the ladder.
Yeah, mine is, the ladder match. Yeah.
Hardys, Christian Edge, and Dudley Boys.
That's number one.
Yeah, that's not number one.
That's undisputed.
I
haven't seen something like that in a while.
Anytime those three get into the ring, it's magic.
It was insane.
I tell you, another good match that set up the future of wrestling, too, was the first ladder match, it was Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels.
And Shawn Michaels. They were in the Garden.
They were the Intercontinental. They was playing for the Intercontinental, and they were kind of big, but they wasn't there yet. And that match put them on the map.
Nope.
That could be up there with one of the greatest matches.
That's one of the greatest matches.
I forgot about that. In the Garden too.
This is why you two are on right now. You guys are throwing some gems.
James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden. Yeah. Okay. But speaking of gems, this is not really a gem. I want to know the most overrated wrestler of all time.
Oh,
I'll start first. I go Hulk Hogan. I never liked him.
Damn, Hulk Hogan?
I think he's overrated. I think Hulk Hogan.
You talking about characters or just like who just can't wrestle?
Both. Okay. You can do both.
I got mine.
You can answer someone. I got Hulk Hogan. I don't think he could wrestle. I don't think he really gave anything to the industry. So that's just me personally. With Hulk Hogan.
That's a different argument. Giving something to the industry is more than just wrestling. Ooh, right?
Ooh.
I don't think he could wrestle. He had like one move.
Yeah, but you said he didn't give anything to the industry. That's kind of like the impact angle more so than wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
I just threw that in there.
Oh, you just wanted to throw shade on.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw shade. Never like Hogan.
Most overrated though. Hogan.
That's a hot take, B.
Yeah, that's an argument.
That's one of these joints that make like the Instagram clip right here that we're gonna get people saying, "Is this guy out of his mind?"
Can I ask you guys a question? Quick question. Do I have the right to have my own opinion? I'm just asking you, do I have the right to own opinion?
Do you? Not if it's crazy.
Do I have the right?
Do you?
Gene, I was going to go to you, but now let's go to Bube. Give me what you got.
I'm going to say, I don't know, I was just thinking about this. And that, like, when you say it, like, I mean, y'all probably going to be like, holy, this guy's bugging. But, like, I don't know, when you look at it, like, he wasn't.
Don't get me mad at him. Okay, I don't know where you're going with this, but don't get me mad.
I want to hear what you're saying.
The ring. I'm gonna say,
say Goldberg. Facts. Yeah,
the person I gotta say too. Yeah.
I'm gonna say Goldberg. Like he came from playing football. Yeah, he came legit. He won 100 matches straight in like 10 seconds, just spearing people and then doing the jackhammer, spearing people.
Well, hold on, sorry to say this. So on our podcast, we talk about like building a character giving them feeder people. That's how you do it. Even I feel like that's how you
build
somebody.
Them up for real.
Because at the end of the day, Goldberg was corny. I agree with you, but
they sold it.
That
they sold
was
it.
Goldberg.
Yo, the security they sold the door. Like, yo, we ready.
Security. Come on, son. The pie right
bang his head.
Head.
Come on, yo.
But I just thought like, you know, I enjoyed him, but I just thought he was overrated.
I agree. Gina, are you?
I got one.
You ready to stop being disrespectful? Yeah, are you good?
I got
you good
one.
Now?
All right,
go ahead.
I messed with him like in a faction, but if you sit back and think about it, like Kevin Nash was kind of whack, bro. Like he didn't really do nothing in that ring, right? Like you watch him in Razor Ramon, Scott Hall fight, and it's like night and day. Scott Hall can talk the talk, and he can walk the walk, and he has to move. Kevin Nash ain't really do nothing in that ring, and he got a big boot push back in the day. Because remember him and that was like Shawn Michaels' bodyguard, and that turned into his biggest rival.
Bodyguard,
and he got a little bit of a push when he went to WCW. But come to think of it, like he was nothing special. But they they sold it well.
My man, always got injured.
Always
every year, this guy went for a big boot and tore his like Achilles. I mean,
remember when Psycho Sid jumped off the top rope and broke his leg?
Oh man, that was bad. Yeah. That was bad. Mine's your legs, Gene. All right.
Reminds me of your dad, Bob.
Wow.
Fuck out of here, man.
Yo, let's
talk about your lifts and
weights. CT, sorry, Corey.
CT, before I get CT,
let's not get off topic.
Before I get to you, Gene, that was very disrespectful because I was just giving a factual statement that your legs are actually
small. Bro, and I'm giving a fact, and I'm giving a fact that you got
your
dad bod, bro.
No.
That's a fact.
No. But you're telling the listener something that's incorrect.
You got a dad bod. It's all right. You're a good father, bro. Come on.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I've been saying that.
Come on, man.
Edwin.
Come on, Corey. I've been saying that, bro.
Edwin, come on, Corey. I'm letting you slide today. Come on, Corey. I am letting you slide. Because you are swimming in that shirt right now. CT, give it to me. What you got, CT?
The most overrated wrestler. I might kick me out the group for this, or the podcast.
Already,
Brock Lesnar, bro.
Oh, wow.
Oh, facts.
That's what mine was. That's what mine was.
Facts.
Because
I thought he's not rated to me. He's overrated. This
but
guy,
go ahead. Go
he's
ahead.
The
go
only
ahead.
Guy that's like that's in the business that could disappear for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they big him up and give him like a key matchup in like WrestleMania, and it's like he really just suplexes people, like the a five bomb, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
That's really all he does. He doesn't really do anything. I watch his MMA stuff. He can't really fight. He got no hands. So it's like, and he's not technical. He's really just going to get you, slam you five straight times, and he's going to put you out. But again, for me, it's not even just that. It's the fact that he gets to go away for so long and comes back and gets like these marquee matchups against marquee guys. It's like, why? What does he really do?
It's just for the viewers.
That's a great opinion.
Honestly, for the viewers.
That's a great opinion. But number one, he had a great MMA career. That's number one.
He was a bomb in MMA, bro. He was
He won the title. He won the title.
Bro,
His first match in UFC, he was beating Frank Mir, and until Frank
Mir
got
leg ball
or whatever.
Bro, has he won? Has he won more fights or lost more fights in the MMA? He's lost.
Frank, let's go to you.
I'm going with
CT.
Bro, every time they put a real fighter in front of him, he got washed, bro.
He got washed, bro.
He got
washed. Brock Lesnar, bro. He might scare this dude, man. I'll run him off the block.
I'm agreeing with CT, man. I got Brock.
You agree with
Brock?
You know what? I'm going to do something special right now. Because we're at the end. I'm going to do something special. Because I like the energy that CT's giving me. I like the energy that Gene's giving to me. Edwin, I'm going to throw it to you.
We're gonna do something a little different here. And we kind of do this for, we're going to start doing this for every guest we have on the podcast. We're going to do something called Cut Your Promo, right?
Yo,
we're putting y'all on blast right now. So here we go. Here's the situation. CT, you are the heel.
Corey,
you're the bad guy. Your name is Sean Lyric, right? You are Sean Lyric. Gene, you're the face. You're the good guy. You're mean Gene, all right? You guys, your match is coming up at SummerSlam.
I'm gonna be the good guy.
All right, we can flip it. Cool. Y'all got 30 seconds to cut your promo. All right, hold on. I need somebody with a timer. Frank, pull out the timer. Corey,
I pull it out. Hold on.
You got 30 seconds. Y'all want to rock paper scissors
first.
See who goes first? All right, hold on.
On the count of three.
We're going first, Gene.
One, two, three. Promo.
CT, when I met you, you was broke, living in a cardboard box under the bridge. I took you in. I fed you. I hooked you up with some girls. This how you betray me? Come SummerSlam, when I get the Intercontinental belt, kicking your ass out of WWF.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Oh, you gotta come hard, CT.
That was good.
You gotta come strong.
Hold on.
CT's like, why did I?
Literally, I'm literally.
When I met you, you ain't have no clothes. I took you to Sizzlers. Yeah. I took you to Applebee's. I treated you to a 2-for-1 appetizer special. God. This how you pay me?
Oh my God. CT's good guy heel. CT's good.
Hey, CT's the bad guy. CT, you let me know when you're ready.
CT. He's ready.
He's ready, bro.
He's ready.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
One.
Wait, is he ready? Is he ready?
Three. One, two, three. Promo.
This is another situation of Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris. You're Norris, I'm Bruce Lee, where the student gets the spanking on the master, because I don't know who you think you're talking to, but when I see you at SummerSlam, I'm going to slap that designated report hat so far off your head,
Oh my god.
Players are gonna fly off with it.
Ooh, facts.
Shut your mouth. You did.
You did.
Perfect. Done.
Hold on.
Yeah. Yo,
you know
why that's awesome,
you know why mine was better? Because CT used to be a rapper. I'm waiting for 16 bars.
I was not going to rap.
Yo, I thought you was going to go off the top of the dome.
I was waiting for bars.
That's why I didn't do it.
That's
why I didn't do it. Remember the time we went to CT's concert? You were scared to come on the stage?
Yo. That really did happen, man.
Wow.
You were shaking in your boots.
That was awesome.
You didn't have your creatine.
Like, what the hell?
But I
had
the creatine.
Yeah, y'all never invite me on this mug again.
We appreciate you guys coming out tonight. That episode 10. Again, CT, Gene, thank you guys for coming out. Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. If you're not following us on Instagram, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Designated Report. We'll be back next week for episode 11. I'm Booby.
Frank,
the Spanish God, Corey.
This was dope. Keep doing what y'all do, B.
Appreciate it. Thank you, fellas.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good night, y'all.